Good morning, listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us Tom Late. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing terrific, Kemp. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Now, Tom, most everybody knows, but Tom's president of Mohawk's Residential Business, and we're actually on this interview today because you guys have got some major news as far as what the FTC or Federal Trade Commission has allowed to happen. I'm talking about the news where they have allowed the polyester or the form of polyester called PTT to be have a class of its own. Why don't you fill us in a little bit and tell us about that?
Well, I appreciate, Kemp, and this is an exciting day for Mohawk, and this has been a long journey on this product, but essentially what the FTC has done is granted a new classification that's going to be impacting the carpet industry, and the name of this product is called Triexta. And what Triexta is essentially what a lot of folks, and particularly in our business, have been using in the past, which is our Smart Strand series. And the FTC has really agreed with the argument that we've had for quite some time, and most importantly our customers have had for quite some time, is that the PTT offers a whole new level of performance and differentiated advantages from some of the typical products that are in the marketplace today and deserves its own classification. And in essence, what the FTC has done is we filed an application approximately 3 years ago in a partnership with both DuPont as well as Shell Chemical, petitioning the FTC for a new classification for this product and a new brand moniker or name moniker that was to be used, not dissimilar from, say, a nylon or a polypropylene that you have in the marketplace, because we felt that this new the polymer that we use in Smart Strand really deserved that because of the performance attributes that it carries. And the FTC, 3 years after that application, has agreed with our argument. And I'm pleased to say that the vote was 4-0, so we're quite pleased with the outcome. And we're just thrilled because we think this really validates the position of the differentiated and superior performance that this product offers. And we think that customers are really voting with their footprints and retailers are really voting with their store space. Because we've really seen the product doing quite well. So we couldn't be any happier.
Well, you got to say, first let's get into some background and let's get into some clarification on some of these names. But, the FTC or Federal Trade Commission does not go around doing this very often, right? I mean, in this industry, this hasn't happened since nylon. Is that right?
Well, that's an understatement. You are correct. By our estimation, it looks like there has only been approximately 8 extensions of the FTC classification system since 1959 for the textile industry. So we think that is a pretty rare event, and in our analysis, we haven't seen one in the past 5 years. The first one that the entire textile industry, not just the carpet industry, has had in the past 5 years. And I think most importantly is the reason that we believe this is big news is if you look back, the last class extension that we can ascertain that's occurred that's an actively used product in the carpet industry actually dates back to 1959 with nylon. So it's kind of coincidental. On the 50th anniversary of the nylon classification, we have what we feel is a real next-generation product with Triexta, which will be, once again, the brand designation for our product series, which we market as Smart Strand. Mm-hmm. And we just think the timing couldn't be better. And, once again, we're thrilled that the FTC has seen the merits of this argument and of this positioning, and we think consumers are really going to be the real winners on this.
So you filed for this 3 years ago, and it's the FTC's role in life to protect the consumer. So they're out there, trying to make the right decisions. They don't do this very frequently. And what they have determined is that while the chemistry is similar for PTT, which we're now calling Triexta, okay, while it's similar chemistry, that the performance attributes are far superior than regular polyester. And so they believe that, and so Triexta is a name very similar to, I guess, what nylon is. One of the questions I was going to ask you, do you think that DuPont, and I know you probably can't speak for them, but DuPont built this nylon name up. Do you think DuPont will go after Triexta and try to build it and make it as common as nylon?
Well, I think I would just start by saying I think DuPont is as excited about this development as we are. And I go back to a comment made by Chad Holliday, who has been the recent departing CEO of DuPont. And his comment to us when we had an announcement is this was most exciting news at DuPont since the invention of nylon. And I just want to clarify, just for everybody's benefit, particularly for your listeners, is Mohawk is still going to have a very robust nylon offering, a very robust polyester, and a very robust polypropylene offering. But at the same time, we're going to have an exceptionally robust Tri-X'd offering. So we're going to really be competing across all of these platforms. And I think most importantly, DuPont now, which is in the polymer business, obviously no longer in the fiber business, they're going to be very much behind the development of the Tri-X'd brand category in the marketplace. And that's really done in a partnership that we have today through our Smart Strand series. So I think there's no doubt, to your point, that they're going to be moving this product forward very strongly in the marketplace. And at the same time, we think it's just one more piece of the momentum that we have with this product series for both consumers, retailers, and retail sales associates.
Well, we all know the the history of the polyester fiber, which is good a good carpet fiber. But we also, and we get out there a lot at Floor Focus and Floor Daily, and we talk to a lot of retailers. And we've been hearing now for several years that this PTT or some of these variations are much better performing than just your regular polyester. Why don't you give us a little bit of background about the performance of this product?
Well, I think the short answer is, if you ask, we think there's three constituencies, quite frankly, in the residential broadline business. There's retail store owners, there's retail sales associates, and there's consumers. And quite frankly, there are not a lot of new products that come through the carpet industry, and we think our Smart Strand series, which is now the Tri-X'd product category, we think has stood the test of time. And most importantly is, what is the attribute that the consumer or the retail sales associate or owner wins on? And we think there's two key attributes that really differentiate this product. Number one, it has just fantastic softness. The inherent softness that we've been able to generate on this fiber for your listeners that have essentially had a piece on their store floor, I mean, it's fabulous. I mean, we've heard story after story of a customer walking through a store and essentially a consumer putting her hand on that particular product, on a Smart Strand product, and putting it under arm and walking around the store, the rest of the store, with that product under arm. So we think it has excellent softness, which is a real key consumer attribute at the point of sale in retail. Second of all, and just as importantly, is we don't want a product that just essentially gives the consumer a good experience at the time of purchase. We want a product that's going to stand the test of time. And we think the durability, the inherent durability of this product, is far superior from the typical polyesters that are found in the marketplace today. In fact, a good bit of our data that we have pulled together shows that we get comparable and, in many cases, actually superior performance to nylon. And as I indicated, nylon's a terrific product with a lot of great attributes, but we've had just fantastic performance when it comes to the Smart Strand series versus nylon, and substantially improved versus polyester. The last piece that's really the key attribute that we have for the consumer is permanent stain resistance. So when you really pull those three attributes together, once again, softness, the enhanced durability, and then permanent stain resistance, we really think we're getting as close to weak as we can to what's really the ultimate fiber for the business. And it's one of the reasons that when we reference it for the fiber, we really look at it as a next gen or a next generation polymer that we're using in the product. And we think, most importantly, while it's next generation, it's really been in the marketplace about 4.5 years with our Smart Strand series. So we think it's really stood the test of time. We've got many satisfied consumers, and we think they're now in the process of coming back for more. So like I said, this is it's a great time for the product to get that validation from the FTC on top of that.
So it's got the hand, it's got the overall performance, it's got the stain resistance. It's also got this bio component. I mean, it's 37% or so got a corn ingredient in it.
That's correct. And there's one point that I would make just for your listeners' clarification is that the bio component is a part of the partnership that we have with DuPont. Mm-hmm. The bio component is not necessarily attached to the FTC classification per se, but the Smart Strand Serona products that we have at Mohawk actually have 37% of the fiber content by weight that is bio-based. Mm-hmm. In the present case, that actually is derived from corn, from actually the corn germ, which, as we know, as we tell consumers, is that it takes probably 8 to 12 weeks to grow a stalk of corn and probably several million years to make a barrel of oil. So we feel that the whole aspect of sustainability of this product series is a very tangible benefit. It connects very well with our consumers, and it's real. So we think that the environmental attribute is another benefit, a very key benefit in the consumer today. But just for everybody's audience clarification is that the Triexta brand designation is not necessarily attached to that, but that's one of the key benefits that we have on the Smart Strand Serona series here at Mohawk.
Okay. All right. So again, just for clarification, Triexta is the polymer, Serona is the DuPont brand name, and then Smart Strand is the Mohawk brand name. So you, when you tie it all together, that's what you have out there in the marketplace with this product.
That is correct, and I will be the first to admit that we're trying to make sure that that's very clear and concise to our consumers, as well as, most importantly, to our retail partners and retail sales associates. You know, we have a lot of folks, and, there's a lot of folks that need, are from Kansas and essentially show me, don't tell me.
Yeah.
And we think that the FTC's validation of the product really helps a lot of folks that I think had seen the product from a distance and weren't quite sure whether they should get on board. Fortunately, there's fewer and fewer of those nowadays, but we think it is the true validation of a third-party validation. Mm-hmm. And the standard, as I indicated, is not a low one. I mean, the reason they don't give these classifications out every day is because it is a fairly rigorous standard that the FTC wants to make sure that they're not letting products through frequently. For that reason, we think the validation and the certification of this new class is a great benefit to those retail customers that got on early. And most importantly, for those that are still considering the product, we think it's probably as big of an issue for some of the remaining customers that haven't gone on board that we think this is the last piece to bring them on board as well. So once again, it's timing couldn't be better.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me ask another question. I talked to Thomas Rennie last week, right after the PTT Poly Canada announcement that they were going out of business, and I asked him. I said, so what's the effect in the marketplace? And he said, well, he thought that left Mohawk as the only carpet manufacturer with PTT. Is that the case?
Well, once again, it's not really our policy to comment on our competition, particularly on areas as sensitive as supply chain, but obviously, our best estimation was most of the supply outside of DuPont was coming from Poly Canada, and certainly we're aware of that facility that's going to be shutting down, which is quite unfortunate, particularly in light of this announcement,
right,
which coincidentally came so soon after their announced closure just a few weeks ago. So I can't really say that that's not the case, but once again, we don't know of other sources of supply out there. We feel very secure on our supply with the product, and we're pleased with the relationship, and more importantly, we feel the partnership we have with DuPont. And we're looking to aggressively grow this segment of the business, and we think it's going to work quite well. But we know that there are some questions that do exist out there in the marketplace.
All right. Well, Tom, I got to admit, last time you and I talked was at Surfaces, and we were breaking the wear-dated news. And now we're talking, a little bit more than a month later, and you're breaking this news. What's next? What are you going to be talking about next week?
Well, I wish we could say that we essentially brought all these together in a perfectly uniform process. As you know, one of them, we're really at the mercy of the pace that the government moves. So this announcement finally coming, we didn't really have control over the time, but we're thrilled about the fact that it's hitting right now, especially in the spring selling season, because we have essentially April and May right around the corner, which is a real key season for us in the industry. And at the same time, on the wear day announcement, that we really coincided obviously with Surfaces. So what's next? The future will hold, but we're not going to sit still. And I think it's times like this in the marketplace, I think everybody is struggling in the business. And, our goal as a supplier, and it's no different than our competitors, we just want to keep a vibrant product line. We want to keep new and innovative ideas out there in front of our retail partners and make sure that we can give them ideas that hopefully we can all bust through this downturn in the business and all make some money in the process and get a return on our investment. So our goal is to continue to put new ideas out there to our retail partners so they can be profitable in their business. And that's why we really think this news with Triexta is really one great step in that direction, because really in talking to a lot of our retail partners, they have told us consistently that our Smart Strand series ranks among their more profitable product lines in the retail offering. And we think that when we're bringing new products, it's just not about bringing new and the shiny new product. It's about bringing the new product that everybody can be more profitable in the chain and as importantly, keep the consumer satisfied.
Yeah, and this product's got performance in hand. I mean, it's all wrapped up and got the right things for soft floor covering. So
I think it does. And, most importantly, I think our customers vote with their footprints. And I think when you talk to your listeners out there and when you talk to retailers, and I'll tell you, I always look at it, it's the retail owners. We certainly get a good indication, but the best place if you want to find out if a product works is talk to retail sales associates, because that's really where the game is played in our industry, and we think that the retail sales associates have just been tremendous fans of this product series. And we think that as long as we can keep the support, and for those of you retail sales associates that are listening out there, we appreciate everything you do every day. And we think that we're going to try and make sure that the products we get out there fit with the marketplace with what the retail sales associates are doing, because we know the business is challenged, and we're going to give you the best tools that you have to make a solid living in the retail sales floor.
All right, great. Well, Tom, I'm about to run out of time. I appreciate you being with us and helping to share this news. We've been talking to Tom Lape, the president of Mohawk's residential business, and we've been talking about the fact that the FTC has allowed PTT to have its own class, no longer to be considered a polyester, and you've been listening to FloorDaily.net.